Hey guys, it's Emerald here. It's been a few weeks since I've recorded anything or posted anything on GWA, but this felt like a good moment to rectify that. My first few weeks of Gone Wild Audio have been surreal, to say the least. Not least because maybe a couple of weeks ago, somebody who had listened to me got in contact, and after a while suggested that maybe I would like to try using a toy that they would buy me. After some consideration, I decided the best option would be to accept his offer, and well, this audio is going to be based around me using it. So for anyone who'd like to know, the toy in question is the Enjoy Pure Wand. Appearance wise to me, well, it's made of surgical steel, so yeah, it's shiny. It looks kind of like a futuristic alien phone of some sort. But then again, it wouldn't look out of place on most mantelpieces either. But that would be a severe underuse of its potential. If there's any females listening to this, girls, you have to try it. Any guys that have females in their lives that they might like to treat, I'd suggest this. Well, I should say I've never used a toy before this, so maybe my experience is slightly small and biased, but when you're a woman of a certain age and you're used to your body and what feels good, I think you kind of know what's what as far as toys go. And this one, I can't see there being anything that is much better. But it's also, it's got two ends. One end is like a small ball, and then the other end is like maybe golf ball size. And typically I would start with using the smaller end. I've been kind of waiting for a moment that was good to record, so while I've been doing that, I've been killing some time by teasing myself with the smaller end. So this audio is probably not going to be as long as what I had wanted it to be. But the end result will still be the same. I'm hoping that both the voice and the sounds from below come out in this. So I've got the phone resting on my leg so that it can maybe be between both. I've got the smaller end inside me. I'm just thrusting it in and out. It's curved. The idea with that is that it hits the T-spot. As long as you put some pressure on the other end and push it down towards your bum, making the other end jut forward, and oh god, think it's time to swap it around. So this requires just making sure the end I'm going to be holding is not too sticky. I don't normally use lube, but in the case of this, it's going to just take a little squirt, I think. Just ease things along. So now I'm just holding the small end. Running the big end up and down between my lips and around my clit. Oh. And it's kind of heavy, so I don't need to apply much pressure to feel it. It just does the work itself. When you're this excited, it's horny, but slow down for a minute. Just to say, the instructions I was given were to try and keep everything as relaxed as possible. The whole idea is to try and encourage female ejaculation. Sometimes it feels really good instead of relaxing just to like clench. Oh, so that my pussy grips the ball and I almost have to fight against myself to thrust in and out. And that just makes the curved end of it graze against my G-spot even more, and that just feels what I'm doing right now. Oh, so there's not going to be a lot of sound while I'm doing that, because there's not much movement, just oh. Other hand, which would be my right hand, my fingers working on my clit. So my left hand is holding the toy. Oh, by the small end, fucking myself on it. Oh fuck. Oh God. Oh Oh God. Oh fuck. Oh God, I'm so close. Oh. 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 Oh fuck. Oh shit, I'm gonna go. Oh, thanks for listening.